I'd like to open this meeting, Health and Social Services Committee.
Thank you.
On this day, March the 8th. Time is 1 o'clock here in Pawhuska. For all of those that are listening in, welcome to this session at this point. Call us to order. Next, and most importantly, is our prayer. I'm going to ask Speaker Walker, if you'd be so kind, to give us an afternoon prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed on all of us and our great nation, Lord. Just ask that you be with us today as we handle some business for the nation here in the Health Committee. And Lord, just be with those that are sick. Be with our children. I know it's still kind of flu season. I've got family that's dealing with that. I know others do too. Lord, just make them better, Lord, in the way that only you can. Lord, just please forgive us for our sins. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Speaker Walker. I have roll call, please, for our presence.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Sorry.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lennon?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Walker?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present. Declare we do have a quorum. I did get a call from Congresswoman Stabler, who has an appointment in Tulsa, medical appointments, not able to be here with us. I have with us at the table Ms. Sneed, our Dollars and Cents Lady. And we have with us also in attendance Kahika Owata, Red Corn, and Mr. Jason Zahn. And they'll be presenting to us. First of all, do we have minutes?
Yes,
need our approval of minutes, please. And given our committee time to review the minutes from February the 19th. Please. Ms. Goodfox.
Page 1, under minutes, motion to approve, add a M and delete the N.
Thank you. So noted. Any other additions, corrections, deletions to the minutes? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to approve the minutes of the month for February 19th.
Motion's been made, and I have a second. Discussion, hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. The minutes are approved. Going to go right into next part of our business, and we'll be going into executive session. And again, we'll call our Health and Social Services Committee to come during this interim session, as we're going to hear some explanations and some clarification from the executive. And we have Kahika Owata, who's going to be sharing some things, as well as Mr. Zahn, regards to our Health and Social Services component that we have with the Osage Nation. Of course, executive, as well as every member at this table, we are all concerned, and we all love our elders and our health programs that we have developed through this nation, and we are here to collectively and together deal with these particular situations that may arise. And we're here just to hear internally what that might be. So it's a confidential health matters, a discussion that's going to be presented to us by executive, and I'll leave it at that. I did check with our rules, and we are within our rules of the Osage Nation Congress, and we are within parliamentary procedures, and at this time, we're going to take a recess for just a couple of minutes so we can get things set up for our executive session and shut things down. I'm going to ask Mr. Gill if he would remain, and Ms. Sneed, if he would remain, and we're going to close up the doors and turn things off, and then we'll come back after executive session. Any questions from the committee? Speaker Walker.
Do we need a motion to enter executive session?
I would entertain one. Thank you very much.
So move.
Second.
And I have a second. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We are going into executive session, declaring a few moments of recess Until we get things shut down and things closed up,